What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this I plead, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing can for sin atone. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Naught of good that I have done. In other words, none of the good that I've done. Not my good works, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Written by Robert Lowry in 1876. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can wash away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can make me whole again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You know, when you start talking about the blood of Jesus and people go crazy, you know that you've been dealing with a demon and not a human. Because the demon is stuck in there somewhere and you don't know who you're talking to, a human or a demon. When they've sold their soul out to the devil, you're probably talking to the demon more than you realize. But when you talk about the blood of Jesus around a saved person, a born-again saved person, they say, praise God, hallelujah. Jesus alone saves. If it wasn't for the blood, there'd be no hope. That's the name of the song, nothing but the blood of Jesus. No other fount I know. No other fountain. No other fountain. Jesus said, drink of my blood and eat of my flesh. We see in the New Testament many books that talk about the blood of Jesus. And we see in the Old Testament many books that point back to the blood of Christ, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. The blood of Jesus is a primary doctrine. The blood of Jesus is a primary doctrine. Primary, before Mary. It's a primary doctrine. Jesus was before Mary. Jesus was before Abraham. Jesus was of the seed of Abraham, but was before Abraham. Jesus was before Mary, but she birthed out Jesus. Jesus was before the foundation of the world because Jesus is God. And the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world is talking about the blood of His cross. The ram caught in the thicket. Abraham, go sacrifice your son. Now God didn't want, he wasn't going to do it. But He wanted to see if Abraham was really for Him. Sometimes God tests you. Are you out for yourself or are you out for God? Are you going to put somebody before God or put God first? Hello? There's a lot of people in the world that put themselves before God and put their own understanding before God. I had no idea how insane some people really are. The Bible doctrines about the blood are spread, stained all through it. If you reject the blood of Jesus, you're not saved. You're a hell-bound sinner, and you're after the lineage of Cain. You are a reptilian, shape-shifting Canaanite. Canaanite. A works-based system instead of faith-based. Abel did what God said. God shed the first blood to cover Adam and Eve's sin. Some animal gave them coats of skin. So God killed the first animal as a blood covering. And when they watched that animal getting killed, they should have had the heart broke because it should have been them that was dead. But because Jesus came to die for the human, this is why the devils and the demons are mad, because when you claim the blood, the devils tremble. They have to run away. They have to run away. When you claim the blood of Jesus, a devil will leave you alone and jump in a dog or a cat. I actually saw that Saturday. This is why I'm talking about the blood, because I actually saw something bizarro land. And I said the blood of Jesus is all you need, and that demon jumped in a cat. The demon that was in that person jumped in a cat and went away. Seriously. When you see a demon jump out of a person and jump into an animal, you know the blood of Jesus scares them demons. Person becomes demon possessed out of nowhere, you claim the blood of Jesus, and that demon leaves them because you know they're demon possessed because they go crazy. They're going insane. You claim the blood of Jesus and that demon jumps in a cat or a dog or an animal or anything, whatever's near, and gets out of that person because you claim the blood. When you see that, when you actually see it happen, you're gonna start preaching about the blood of Jesus. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. When you actually see a demon leave a person and jump in an animal, you start to say, praise God. And you know that person's demon possessed because they say they're seeing demons, and you don't see the demons, and there are no demons there, so it's inside them. They're seeing something on the inside. And you claim the blood of Jesus, and the cat goes crazy. Wow. Crazy. I wasn't afraid. I didn't see nothing. But they saw something. They saw a lot of stuff. You claim the blood of Jesus, the demon has to flee. That might be why they call the fleas a flea, because a flea jumps really high and fast, you know. The flea is real fast. That might be why they call fleas flea. The demon has to flee under the blood of Jesus. I might claim the blood every message from now here on out. Because you got to go back to the fundamentals. If I claim the blood of Jesus before I start talking, the demons in people got to run. And maybe they'll get saved, because the devil is blocking people from hearing the truth. Claim the blood. Come out of them. Demon, God, open their eyes. We claim the blood that they can hear this message just for 1 minute. And if the demon takes them back over, you know, they'll come. Maybe they'll come back, and we'll claim the blood again and claim Jesus. Praise God. Claim the blood of Jesus. And maybe they'll get saved one day. There's a lot of people who think they're saved, but they're demon possessed. You can't be a vessel of two kinds. There's a kingdom of darkness and a kingdom of light. You can't be a vessel of both. If you are a kingdom of light and you try to yoke up with the dark side, all you do is, I mean, if somebody says they're of the light, but they're of the dark, and you just see some red flags, you pray and God will reveal it to you. Supernatural stuff will start to happen, and you'll say, oh, I see. It's usually religion. It's usually a cult. They're not born again. They're just religious. My first wife, her mother, my mother-in-law, my first wife's mother, let me say that. To me, she was a Pentecostal devil. My wife would go crazy, and her mom would say, well, you need to start going to church more. You need to, every time you not go to church, you kind of go off. Even her own mom knew she went off. But you're going to have to get strong. Yeah, you might need to go to church, but if you've been going to church your whole life, you're going to have to figure it out yourself. The preacher ain't going to be able to help you. You're going to have to cry out to God and Jesus and claim the blood and get saved. And Lord, come into my heart and save me. I claim the blood and I want to be saved. And thank you for the blood and thank you for the washing of all mankind's sin. And I receive it. Some people don't, but I receive it. Hello? I thought I was going to have a vacation. And it turned into a supernatural demonic no wonder it was a demonic I don't even know, I gotta be careful what I say. I wasn't scared, I just knew I needed to get off that vacation as soon as possible, because it wasn't a vacation. It was an exorcism. It turned into an exorcism. It's ridiculous. But it ain't gonna, until that person receives Jesus and gets born again, that exorcism will not last. This last year, I was thinking, Lord, I need a little vacation. I need a little break. I didn't know I was being trained to be an exorcist to try to exorcise demons out of people. I didn't know I was getting ready to go into that realm. Wow. I'm going on vacation. It turns into exorcism. What is that about, people? What is that about? It means you can't take a vacation off the gospel. God ain't gonna get. You can't take a vacation. You can't be like the world and say, "Oh, I'm going on vacation." No, you carry the truth with you everywhere you go. You never on vacation down here. You might get some rest and some sleep. Catch up your sleep, but you're not on vacation from giving out the gospel and preaching Jesus and the blood of his cross. You're always on. It's always on, people. You never know who you're gonna exorcise a demon of. I'm not even joking. It's funny, but it ain't funny. It's sad. But if you don't, what are you going to do? You're going to cry or you're going to laugh? You either cry or laugh. I had enough tears in my life. It's time to just say, okay, Lord, do your thing. I can't do it. All I can do is give out the message, and they're going to have to make their choice, you know. If you claim to be believe the Bible as the Word of God, if you claim to be saved, you cannot deny the blood of Jesus. If you deny the blood of Jesus, that is a demonic spirit speaking. If anybody denies the blood of his cross, the lamb slain, the shed blood, anybody denies the blood, that's a demonic spirit. Anybody that says that Jesus is not God, that's a demonic spirit. Jesus is Lord. That's a demonic spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And the church has the Holy Spirit. And you have the mind of Christ because of Christ in you, the hope of glory. When you get your new bodies, you'll be like Jesus. But right now, you can renew your mind and get the mind of Christ. And you can think the thoughts of Jesus. Because his thoughts are embedded, encoded in his word and also in creation and in your heart. You know what's right. You know what you should do and shouldn't do. Yes, the narcissists are demon-possessed, most likely, if they are a flat-out narcissist or psychopath. The Jezebel is absolutely demon-possessed because she's trying to kill the saints. The blood in her cup, the wine in her cup, is the blood of the saints. It's obvious who the Jezebel spirits are. It's obvious the demon in Jezebel. It's obvious, obvious, obvious. They need an exorcism. And there's some saved women. One told me that when they got saved, they realized they still had that Jezebel spirit, that rebellion spirit, and they had to get it exorcised out of them, either by praying to God, praying to Jesus, Lord, remove it. And it's hard. Example, let's say as a man or a woman on the job, and the boss is asking you to do something, submit. Well, if you resist authority, that's a Jezebel spirit. When you wake up to how alone you are in this matrix, you're probably married to a fence straggler, or even a lost person. You might be married to a fence straggler or a lost person, and they don't know you. You might be dating one, and you're thinking, that person don't even know me. They think they do, but they don't. They're only perceiving you through their eyes, and their eyes are blinded by a demon. They don't know who you are. They can't even hear you. They despise you. They hate you. They have contempt for you. They want to destroy you, kill you, steal, kill, and destroy. And they don't even know they're doing it. And everything out of their mouth, every word out of their mouth, it's all about me, 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 me. They don't care about you. It's all about them. They don't care about your health, your wealth, your peace, nothing. They only care about vampiring off of you and stealing off of you, because the demon in them, think about it, the demon was kicked out of heaven, and so that demon's wanting love. That flesh-minded person who's demon-possessed or has a demon mindset, they want real love, but when they come at you, they don't know how to, they can't handle real love. It's just a type and a shadow, that there's nothing that defiles can enter into heaven. So when you see Jesus, you'll be like him. There's nothing that defiles can enter into heaven. And so if you got a house, a born again, as a born again believer, and you're saved, your house is set apart, sacred, consecrated. You don't want any demon in your house. If they try to get in, it brings chaos, and you kick them out. I'm sorry, but you're dealing with a Gentile nation of people who are hell bound, but because of some kind of religious belief, they think they're going to heaven. They think they're saved. If you reject the blood, something wrong with you. If you reject the blood of his cross, something wrong with you. If you reject faith alone and Jesus alone, something wrong with you. Bad. Bad wrong. Really bad. And all I can tell you is, you better get born again. You better quit going the way of Cain. You better go the way of Abel. Abel brought a blood sacrifice, but Jesus is our offering. The blood of Jesus is the way out.